Sharks win the draw. 6 seconds left in their own zone. Burrows will circle back and look to just fling it up the right wing side as the horn sounds to end. A really nice effort. This one's for Cam Fowler, too. It's a 6-4 final. The Ducks over the Sharks.
Yeah, it certainly is. They got this one for Cam, and we're certainly thinking of Cam, wishing him a speedy recovery. Also, hats off to John Gibson as well. Yep. He played great. Some great plays by San Jose all game long, and John Gibson just coming up big, save after save after save, but it was just a team effort. There was a lot of guys for the Ducks that played well. We mentioned that line, Adam Henrique, Alex Killorn, Leo Carlson, buzzing all game long. Brett Leeson, Frank Vetrano having some chemistry. So a lot of storylines here tonight at SAP Center. Anaheim gets the job done, collects the 2 points, and a big 2 points at that.
All right. Since they'll be in a hurry to get out of here, I think I'll get out of here so Emerson Edom and Alexis Downey can chat on some postgame festivities. And we'll take a break. They'll come back with more of the postgame from San Jose as you're listening to Duckstream, powered by TuneIn, presented by Gettle.
Oh, my God, thank you so much. That would be amazing.
That's the sound of Griselda getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be replacing items stolen from a home break-in. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 Accord. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to SADE-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
GACLA 125-674-EM-433-90.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
It's Kimberly Glacius on his all-new Don't Worry, Be Fluffy World Tour.
I like doing the voices in places where people can't see me, like drive-thrus. Oh, I'm evil at a drive-thru, man, except the one by my house because they know me.
How can I help you?
Yeah, let me have...
Pull up.
I did an order.
Gabriel, pull up.
Friday, April 19th, Honda Center. Get your tickets now at FluffyGuy.com. Don't miss a Anaheim. Kimberly Glacius. Don't Worry, Be Fluffy World Tour.
Get the best seats, the best savings, and the best benefits with an Anaheim Ducks Orange Alliance season ticket membership. Members can save up to 40% off box office pricing. That's the largest discount on tickets available. Plus, they get access to members-only exclusive events, no-hassle interest-free payment plans, 20% off concessions and beer, 10% off merchandise at the Anaheim Ducks team store, and so much more. Join the Alliance today and get a free 30th anniversary Mighty Ducks bomber jacket while supplies last. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/season tickets.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stop at nothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, up next on Duckstream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
Welcome into the postgame show on DuckStream. Alexis Downey with you, Emerson Edom at the SAP Center, wrapping up this Anaheim Ducks 6-4 win on the road tonight in San Jose. Really exciting one, but certainly a lot happened in this game as well. So Emerson, your initial thoughts on how this one ended in favor of the Ducks tonight?
That's what I'm talking about, AD. That away, Ducks. Woo! I'm ecstatic up here in the booth here, AD. What a finish for the Anaheim Ducks. They fought till the very end. Cam Fowler going down. So unfortunate there early on in the hockey game, but the boys rallied for him. John Gibson coming up big each and every opportunity that the San Jose Sharks got a quality look. And I tell you what, this was a great team win here for the Ducks. A lot of key pieces contributed to getting the 2 points here at SAP Center, and it was fun to watch overall.
A really big team win, as Emerson said. The first game of a back-to-back as well. John Gibson in the net stopping 24 shots on 28 total shots. A lot to get into from this one, starting in that first period. As Emmer mentioned just now, Cam Fowler leaving the game just 21 seconds into it. He would not return for the rest of it with an upper body injury. So the Ducks were down a blue liner the entire game, but that did not stop them throughout this one. But it was San Jose that did take advantage of that early, as Anthony DeClaire got the scoring going 2:47 into that first period.
Here's the puck being tossed around one side to the other. Now Mintikoff going back, trying to defend. Sharks put the puck in front. Played to the left of Gibson. A shot towards the net. Bounced off Granlin on a drive by the youngster Zetterlin. Far side, Zetterlin escapes Lindstrom, but the puck came free. Sharks had an open player off to the right of John Gibson, and they'll take a shot, get a goal. It'll be credited to Anthony DeClaire, and the Sharks have a 1-0 lead.
Certainly, Anthony DeClaire would go on to be a huge part of this game tonight, a 3-point night for him for San Jose. How impressive was he for the Sharks tonight?
Oh, he was all over the ice, AD. I'm going to send him a bomb here right to when I get down from the booth and just say, hey, look, pal, you played a heck of a hockey game, getting the hat trick and starting from his very first shift all the way through to the very end. He was relied upon heavily, getting a ton of total on-ice minutes. And look, if he continues to play this well, he's already been a subject of trade discussion throughout the National Hockey League with the way he played. Certainly a contender could use his skills.
Just about 20 seconds later, the Ducks did respond, and it was Leo Carlson. We've been waiting for him to find the back of the net, and he finally does, his first goal for 2024. It was a nice transition play. Alex Killorn finding him on the far post, and Leo putting it home.
Henrique, throw it ahead for Leo Carlson. Left feed to another Farmer Floridian. Killorn, who centers it, and the Ducks score on a redirect. In front of the net, those three combined. Leo Carlson will get the goal. The puck went off his stick, and the Ducks answer back quickly. It's a 1-1 game.
What a pass by Killer. What a finish by Leo Carlson. Leo moving his feet, head down, driving to that blue paint there. Makes no mistake.
And the Ducks kept it rolling then. Brett Leeson would be the next one to extend the Ducks' lead by another goal in this case. And he was able to slide it home going coast to coast not long after a faceoff.
Here comes Brett Leeson with Sam Carrick up front. Leeson around the defense and shoots, scores! Oh, my goodness, what a shot. What a goal right from the faceoff. The Ducks break down the ice. And a surprise, Leeson puts it by the San Jose Netminders shorthanded. The Ducks have a 2-1 lead.
back-to-back games for Brett Leeson with a goal. He's been playing well since he was slotted in on that second line. The Ducks had a 2-1 lead after the first period of play, but then moving into the second, we did find out at that point Cam Fowler would not be returning to the game, that upper body injury that he sustained early in it. But the Ducks, like I said, keeping it rolling, keeping that momentum, and it was Alex Killorn then on an odd man rush using Leo Carlson kind of as a decoy on the far side. Killer putting it 5-hole, and the Ducks getting a 3-1 lead.
Here's Anaheim moving the puck up the right side. Here's Killorn, 2-on-1, shoot, scores! Alex Killorn on a 2-on-1, and they beat Kakinen cleanly. To his left, and the Ducks increase their second period lead to 3-1.
Now, at that point in the game, San Jose then would be able to respond. Two goals coming from them. Mike Hoffman being credited on that first one, a power play goal, originally credited to Anthony DeClaire, which is why a lot of fans at the SAP Center ended up thinking that he had a hat trick. That was not the case. Mike Hoffman getting the credit in the second goal. That was originally DeClaire's, and then it was William Eklund, a power play goal. Once again, the Ducks going down a man short a couple times in that second period, and San Jose taking advantage of it. But then the Ducks were able to get another one, this time their turn on a power play. Frank Vetrano, a one-timer that deflected off a Shark skate into the net.
So right from the faceoff, Sharks get to the puck, 2:34 left, second period. Silverberg held the puck in. Sharks couldn't clear it out that time. Comes back, McComb for Vetrano, score! Vetrano rocketed one along the ice, and it gets by Kakinen. And Frank Vetrano, congratulated by members of that power play unit. It's 4-3 Ducks.
Frank Vetrano there getting the goal, 4-3, as Steve said there. And also, if you're wondering, Emerson already had to get going. He had to get to the bus to get on the plane to get back to SoCal. Quick turnaround for this back-to-back tonight. So no Emerson the rest of the postgame show. You're stuck with me for the rest of this one, but we'll get to hear from him tomorrow during the pregame show. So going back to the action here in that second period, Adam Henrique, the dad who just had his second baby girl on Monday. Really exciting for the Henrique family, able to find the back of the net. A three-point night for Adam Henrique. His goal coming on a power play, 18:41 in that second period.
Lacombe, then Vetrano rifles one, and I think Kakinen got a piece of that. Power play continuing for the next 1:14 for Anaheim. A shot, score! Attaboy! Adam Henrique might have redirected the shot by Lacombe by Kakinen. I think he did, and the Ducks have a 5-3 lead.
The Ducks also outshooting San Jose in that period 10-9, and it was a 5-3 score going into the final period. Some chaos ensued at some points in this game. We finally saw those tempers that, you know, you might expect as a part of this matchup, but all heads prevailed and Anaheim was able to come away with the win in this one. However, San Jose did fight back. Anthony DeClaire getting his second of the game, a power play goal, 9:29 into that third period.
Here's a chance for San Jose to get a little bit closer. Work it. Hoffman. Now for Granlund, a shot, save, rebound, score! They had the net front presence, and guess who got that one? Number 10, Anthony DeClaire, has been a thorn in the Ducks' side all night long.
Now the Ducks were able to close this one out. There was the goalie pulled. Kakinen on the other side was pulled from the net for San Jose with just a minute left. And Isaac Lundestrom would take advantage of that, getting an empty net goal with just under 30 seconds to go.
Puck played by Zetterlin. And the Ducks intercept Lundestrom. Empty net other way. He shoots. He scores! Isaac Lundestrom into an empty net to give Anaheim a 6-4 lead.
Really great to see all that scoring from the Ducks in this one tonight. A 6-4 win on the road in San Jose. The Ducks out shooting the Sharks too in this one, 30-28. We have more of this post game show talking about everything that happened in this game, as well as some of your thoughts. So if you want to send us a text message, the number is 714-940-2950. We'll be right back.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
The Anaheim Ducks Foundation cordially invites you to attend the 15th annual Lady Ducks Fashion Show Luncheon benefiting Children's Hospital Orange County. This exclusive event will be held on Monday, March 4th at the Westin Anaheim Resort, with highlights including both professional modeling and a fashion show featuring your favorite Ducks players wearing the season's latest trends courtesy of Bloomingdale's in South Coast Plaza. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/fashion for table and sponsorship information.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
Today, when it comes to following sports, a basic box score just won't cut it. Get the stats behind the stats with NHL Edge. So you won't just see Makar's time on ice. You'll see where he spent it. You won't just know Matthews scored. You'll know how hard he shot it. And you won't just get OV's shot total. You'll know where he shot it from. Even if they're all from the same place. Know more about every stat, every shift, and every star with NHL Edge.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Avoid the penalty box. Parking at Honda Center will look a little different this season. So know before you go. Be sure to review all updates, maps, and more at HondaCenter.com/parking to reserve your spot today.
We're back with the postgame show on DuckStream. Alexis Downey with you, recapping this Anaheim Ducks win on the road 6-4 tonight over the San Jose Sharks, completing this season series with the Sharks winning 3 of the 4 meetings and winning a game on Leap Day. Pretty good stuff for the Anaheim Ducks. They have a strong record of the 5 times that they've played on Leap Day. They have won 4 of those 5 games. So maybe a day that the Ducks want to keep scheduling games on as those come every couple years or so. So the Ducks getting a big win tonight to start this back-to-back, as they're going to be taking on the New Jersey Devils tomorrow at home at Honda Center. Certainly a good way to get things going, heading into a team that, you know, the Devils, a lot of high hopes heading into this season. The first time that the Ducks saw them, though, quite a few months ago, back in December, and a big win that was, thinking back to it. So going to be a good matchup for the team tomorrow. So let's get to some of your thoughts now on this game tonight, seeing this Ducks victory. The first text that we have here, highlight of the game, hearing Steve call all those goals in his cracking voice. It's been a while since the guys scored enough for some free chicken. Go Ducks. Oh, I hate to break it to you. The free chicken is only when the Ducks are at home. You can get the free chicken, the Chick-fil-A sandwiches from Chick-fil-A, of course. Those only happen 5 goals at Honda Center. I'm so sorry, but maybe they can get back tomorrow to Honda Center and do the same thing. Either way, it was awesome to hear Steve call all those goals tonight, too. I felt the same way. You could just feel his excitement through every one of them, especially that last one capping off the night, Lundestrom's goal, the empty netter. It was a great team win, as Emerson said, before he had to get going to head back here to SoCal. So here's another text that we got tonight. Hello, Emerson and Alexis, with the much needed win tonight from strong defense and offensive lines. How can Greg Cronin and the Ducks capitalize on another win against the Devils tomorrow night at Honda Center? Great question. And as I was alluding to, the last time the Ducks saw the New Jersey Devils, I was looking up the date because it was back in December when the Ducks were on that long road trip in New York, New Jersey, that trip. December 17th, a 5-1 victory in New Jersey against the Devils. That was the game that Adam Henry got his hat trick, of course. How special with his time that he spent in New Jersey. So this Devils team, though, that the Ducks are going to be seeing tomorrow, going to look a little different, because the last time Anaheim played New Jersey, they were a pretty depleted team. They were missing a lot of their key pieces, but that is not really the case of where the Devils are at to this point in their season. They were practicing in Anaheim today from what I saw, and defenseman Brendan Smith was the only player absent from the team's practice. So a full lineup that they have going there. And as for their last couple games, they're 5-4-1 in their last 10 games, coming off that win in San Jose. That was their last game, a big win over the Sharks as well. So they've had a couple days of rest. They were able to, maybe spend a little bit of time getting adjusted to the time change as well. So I think it's going to be a real good test for Anaheim tomorrow. But as we saw, we know that the Ducks were able to take them down early in the season. And I think that there's a lot of good things that they can take from this game tonight. But one thing that I don't want to see them taking in tomorrow is the penalties. We can't have that tomorrow. Absolutely not. The penalties definitely were an issue tonight. The Sharks had 6 power play chances in this game. And we know, the Ducks are the most penalized team in the NHL. They average 14 penalty minutes per game. Well, 6 penalties tonight and a total of, 14 penalty minutes for the Ducks tonight. So right on par of their average. But either way, the penalties cannot give the New Jersey Devils those chances tomorrow. And also, it's going to be interesting to see what happens on the back end tomorrow. Losing Cam Fowler tonight, and then, of course, the big news of this game tonight, Ilya Lyubushkin heading to Toronto in a trade. The Ducks getting a 3rd-round pick in the 2025 draft from Toronto. They also retained 50% of Lyubushkin's salary. The Carolina Hurricanes also a part of this trade. A lot of different moving pieces as a part of this one. But the Ducks getting some draft stock, as Pat Verbeek likes to do. Toronto getting Ilya Lyubushkin on their back end, who has previously played in Toronto 31 games in the 2021-22 season. So a place that he's already familiar with. Either way, that leads me to kind of wondering, what are the Ducks going to do on their back end if Cam Fowler isn't ready to go for tomorrow? Because we don't know, of course, the severity of his injury today, just upper body. The puck, it hit him pretty good in the face, it looked like there. There was some blood on the ice that they had to clean up. So obviously really hoping that he is okay. But should he not be okay, you look at who the Ducks can call up. Robert Haig, the first name that comes to my mind, because he's a veteran guy, 29 years old. He's been with San Diego. He's been up and down with the Ducks this season. He's probably, I would think, in my opinion, the first person they would call up. But in the back of my head, I hope, Olin Zellweger, because Olin Zellweger, we got to see such a short amount of time of his time with the team, 4 games played with the Anaheim Ducks this season. He has been stellar down in San Diego this season. And I'm really excited about him and just his potential growth. But I also understand that, you know, there's a plan for him and just the way he's going along his first professional hockey season. So curious to see who ends up potentially, should the Ducks need to call up someone, what that situation looks like. But in my mind, I think it would probably be Robert Hägg. So just the defensive situation, there's that. Troy Terry has missed the last two games now. Will he return to the lineup tomorrow? He did travel with the team to San Jose, but obviously not playing in the lineup tonight. Brett Leason, though, he looked great back-to-back consecutive games with a goal. This was his first shorthanded goal of his career. He's someone that, you know, he's got the chemistry there with Mason McTavish, a little bit with Vetrano too. When I spoke to him, we played it in the pregame show. Leason is very comfortable playing alongside Mason McTavish. He played alongside him last season. So that is another situation that, you know, Anaheim's going to be looking at into tomorrow. Will they shake up that line? Should Troy Terry come back into the lineup? There's a lot of questions, I guess, was what I'm getting at. I have for tomorrow, and I'm hoping, you know, obviously we're going to get those answers before the game tomorrow. And the Ducks probably not doing a morning skate, because that's not usually what teams do when they have a back-to-back. So we'll have to keep my eye on that situation. But yeah, in a long answer to your question, I think that there are certainly a lot of good things that they can take from this game tonight. A lot of individual efforts that led to that team effort tonight that we'll see in tomorrow. But the question marks around, you know, the defensive pairings, and then also should Troy Terry come back into the lineup, be curious to see what happens on that end. And another text that we received here, I want to get to. A huge shout out to Radko Gudas and Pavel Mintikov for taking on the bulk of minutes when Cam went down early. They were great. I really hope Brett Leason gets extended. He's been really good when he's been in the lineup, but I just wish the Ducks cut down on the penalties. In the 9 games this month, they have allowed at least 4 power play opportunities in 6. That's nearly half of a period on the penalty kill. Certainly, yeah, it's an issue I have as well. The discipline on that end tonight was rough to see, and it definitely made a difference in this game as San Jose, you know, they got 3 power play goals in this game tonight. But yes, hats off to Gudas and Mintikov as well, because they really had to step up in their minutes without Cam Fowler tonight. So we're going to keep talking about this game tonight on the other side of the break in the final segment of this post-game show. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, music lovers, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and I want to personally invite you to listen to the world's first global country station, the Big 615, exclusively on TuneIn. Join us to hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are tearing it up with their music. It's the very best of country music, all in one place. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Hold On to It by Tim McGraw. Now playing on the Big 615.
I'm Tim McGraw.
Hold on to the ones who hold a place there in your heart. Hold on to the moments. Put them goosebumps on your arms. Hold that hand through the hard times. Hold that glass to the good times.
The Big 615 on TuneIn to listen today.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country A Go-Go.
Yes.
You keep saying you got.
Search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man. Reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow you.
Follow us.
Follow us.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
The biggest classic rock hits do just that. They hit hard. And on TuneIn's Classic Rock Hits, you'll find only the best in high-octane awesomeness. We're talking rock gods like Led Zeppelin, Kiss, AC/DC, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and so many more. So for those of you about to rock, search Classic Rock Hits or ask your smart device to play Classic Rock Hits on TuneIn.
And we're back with the post-game show. I just want to continue some more thoughts on some of your text messages that we received here. Always appreciate your thoughts on this game. That last text I was reading from Red from Buena Park, just giving a big shout-out to Radko Gudas and Pavel Minchikov on their minutes in tonight's game. And I wanted to specifically mention Radko Gudas, 28 minutes and 14 seconds of total on ice. And then Pavel Minchikov playing a little over 26 minutes in this game tonight. So certainly a lot on that end for both of them, picking up, you know, what they had to from this game without Cam Fowler as a part of it. And, you know, in just a couple other parts of this one tonight, I mentioned Adam Henrique, a three-point night for him, a goal and two assists. Ryan Strome, a two-point night. Alex Killorn, a two-point night as he had a goal and an assist. Jackson Lacombe on the back end getting a two-point night as well with two assists. So some good stuff on that end as well. Couple guys had four shots on goal in this game as well. Gudas, Killorn, Leeson, and then also Max Jones having four shots on goal. And of course, he had that late partial breakaway in the game just towards the end of it. And that was a really good shift overall by the Ducks, keeping it in the zone. Alex Killorn got a shot off, just keeping the puck on their sticks, getting some extra energy. And that was really needed at that point in the game too, because obviously San Jose was only down by one goal at that point. They hadn't pulled their goalie yet, but a point in the game that's crucial, and Anaheim certainly stepped it up at that end and was able to keep possession and make sure that they were getting some chances, even though it was late in the game, as the Ducks then walked away with 13 shots on goal in that final third period. So a lot of good stuff from the Ducks tonight all along that score sheet. Great to see. And I know I touched on it earlier, but of course, some of the big pieces of news to take away from this one. I mentioned it quite a few times. Cam Fowler, of course, but Ilya Lyubushkin now going to Toronto. The Ducks getting some draft stock in exchange. And then also, I mentioned it a little bit earlier, but Adam Henrique once again, having his second baby girl this week. So he wasn't at practice on Tuesday, and for good reason, because he had his baby girl on late Monday night. So a very busy evening for the Anaheim Ducks in this game tonight, and looking to continue that tomorrow. We talked a little bit about it already, but taking on the New Jersey Devils, and I was looking a little bit more during the break at the New Jersey Devils, and they're certainly in a very interesting position in their season. I talked about how they were a highly sought after team coming into the year, a lot of high hopes around them after last year. And, you know, maybe early they weren't doing too well, but now they're in a position where they are just a little bit outside that wild card race. So this game tomorrow in Anaheim, I have a feeling that they are going to be turning it on. They're going to want this win. They need it in the standings. They're behind Tampa Bay right now. Tampa Bay has that second wild card spot in the East with 70 points. New Jersey behind them at 64 points. New Jersey's also tied with the New York Islanders right now, who also have 64 points. And I know it's only the end of February and we're getting into early March, but 44 days left in our season. So not a whole lot of time, a good amount of games left. But when you look at it, I mean, this is when things start to really move for those teams that are in the hunt. And New Jersey, certainly one of those teams in the hunt. And of course, the trade deadline looming not too far from now. It'll be a week from tomorrow. Hard to believe. And, you know, hence why there was a little bit of action already tonight on the end of Ilya Lyubushkin. We thank him for his time in Anaheim. You know, he was a really great mentor for Pavel Mintikov as well. I enjoyed watching the two of them this season and their relationship off the ice, really special that he was able to help Pavel, you know, just get adjusted to the NHL life as, you know, just someone that understands a lot as well, because both of them Russian-born players. So, you know, certainly that connection helps as well. But of course, the Ducks now looking ahead to their future as we continue to build towards it. And, you know, we're at that point in the year where that's something that, you know, the Ducks are obviously out of the race, but you look ahead to the future and you see these bright spots and the growth that they've had this season. And just thinking about, even like I mentioned in the pregame show, just some of the people down in San Diego, some younger guys to look forward to, prospects, all of that. It's a very bright future, and Pat Verbeek is working towards that clearly as he's adding some more draft stock in the 2025 draft. Now, two picks in that third round for the Anaheim Ducks. So we will be back tomorrow with the pregame show beginning at 6:30. It's a nice 7 o'clock puck drop, not a 7:30 one. This one was a little bit later tonight, and I know that it's a little bit late for some of you, so I appreciate you sticking around for this post-game show. Hopefully you don't have to be up too early tomorrow. Always appreciate you sticking around for this one, as you know, Ducks fans do. And as I mentioned, 7 o'clock tomorrow, taking on the New Jersey Devils at Honda Center. It's the start of quite a few home games for the Ducks to kick off March. Looking forward to spending some time at Honda Center, and also you know, just getting to be around the team a little bit more as they're home and enjoying this time not on the road. So make sure to stick around for the replay of Ducks and Sharks on the other side of the break. Otherwise, you are listening to Duck Stream presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn. Thank you for tuning in for the postgame show. I am Alexis Downey, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
Nothing sets the tone for your day like country hits. That's why TuneIn's exclusive Country Roads is here to make your journey just a bit better. With classic, feel-good country songs to bring summer vibes all year long. The top 40 hits you just can't get enough of. TuneIn's Country Roads are your route for the best in country music. Just search Country Roads or ask your device to play Country Roads on TuneIn for a little Southern hospitality now.
February is the shortest month of the year, but don't let that stop you from discovering new stations, podcasts, or audiobooks from curated music stations like Today's Hits.
Hey guys, it's Tamara Gray here.
Bess and Boone.
Hey, I'm Lil Nas X.
Why is it over?
To reliable news stations like MSNBC.
The Ukrainian side are having challenges with ammunition and resupply and logistics. The Russian side is having...
Find something that excites you. We've got it all right here on TuneIn.
Hey, it's Garth Brooks, making sure you don't miss out on the return of the Garth Channel. We'll be playing all of the Garth music, plus music from all of my favorite artists. There's truly no fences here on the Garth Channel, just great music. Also back is Geology, all the crazy stories, and a brand new feature called Tea Time with the one and only Trisha Yearwood. And remember, it's the Garth Channel, and it's all about people loving people. Search for the Garth Channel on TuneIn to listen.
Celebrate love this February by discovering something new. Whether it's a weekly podcast,
an extensive collection of regular,
brand new audiobook,
introduction, you have spent countless moments,
or even curated music stations like Today's Hits, classic rock,
to take you in this time to promised lands, to show you,
or smooth jazz. Find something new to fall in love with this February, right here on TuneIn.
Tailgate Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio.
Exclusively on TuneIn.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Honda's helping us. What?
That's the sound of Teresa getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be buying new wheelchair-accessible furniture for her kid's bedroom. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 Civic. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested, all for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us, all of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies and all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
I mean, Chuck E. Cheese is rough. I don't know if you've been there in a while. They look like they're trying to go to business and they can't.
All new material.
They filed for bankruptcy and they're still open. They called Blockbuster and they're like, how do you get out? We want out.
Nate Bargatze, Saturday, April 6th, Honda Center. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by Outback Presents. Don't miss Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry Beckett scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Make your next Ducks game unforgettable. Select 30th anniversary season party suites are still available. Bring up to 40 friends and enjoy all-inclusive food and beverages, access to club-level amenities, and more in a private suite. Inquire today at HondaCenter.com/unforgettable.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.